There is a sentence I think we use far too often. They know. My mother knows I love her. My father knows I appreciate him. My children know I am proud of them. My friend knows what he means to me. My wife knows. My husband knows. My brother knows. My sister knows. Maybe they do, but tell them anyway. Because there is a difference between knowing you are loved and hearing that you are loved. There is a difference between assuming somebody appreciates you and hearing the words, I see what you do, thank you, I am proud of you, you mattered when I was struggling, my life is better because you were part of it. Those words can live inside a person for years, and yet we hold them back, we save them, as though love is something that runs out when spoken too often. But criticism? We rarely save that. Someone disappoints us, and suddenly we have vocabulary. We know exactly what to say. You should have done this. Why did you say that? You always do this. You never listen. We can find 10 sentences for somebody's mistake, but sometimes struggle to find one sentence for everything they have done right. Think about that. Someone can spend 20 years loving you, and one mistake can get more conversation than those 20 years. That should bother us. Because human beings are fragile in ways we do not always see. The person you think is confident may go home wondering whether anybody values them. The father who never complains may quietly wonder whether his children noticed everything he sacrificed. The mother who kept the family together may have spent years thinking nobody really saw how tired she was. The friend who always answered your calls may secretly wonder whether anyone would answer his. And maybe all they needed was one sentence. Not money, not a gift, not some grand gesture. Just, I appreciate you. Sometimes I think we underestimate what those words can do. You may say something today and forget about it tomorrow. But the person hearing it may carry it for the rest of their life. I still remember certain words people said to me years ago. Not because they were poetic, but because of when they said them. Sometimes a few words arrive at exactly the moment somebody is quietly falling apart, and you never even knew. That is why I believe we should stop waiting for perfect moments. There is no perfect moment. There is just the moment you still have. Call your father. Sit with your mother. Tell your child you are proud of them for something other than grades. Tell your friend, you know what? You were there for me when life was difficult. I have never forgotten that. Tell the person who helped you years ago that what they did mattered. Why are we embarrassed by gratitude? Why does vulnerability make us uncomfortable? We can spend hours talking about politics, football, money, work, other people. But sometimes saying, I love you, feels harder. Maybe because those words expose something. They remove the armor. And perhaps that is exactly why they matter. Because one day, there will be a last conversation. That is uncomfortable to hear, but it is true. There will be a final phone call with every person you love. A final meal, a final joke, a final hug. A final time somebody's name appears on your phone and you can still answer. And almost never will you know that it is the last one. That is what makes life so frightening and so precious. Imagine knowing. Imagine somebody telling you, you have one final conversation with your mother. What would you talk about? Would you bring up that small disagreement from 3 months ago? Probably not. Would you remind her of something irritating she did? Probably not. You would look at her differently. You would notice her face, her voice, her hands. You would want time to slow down. And suddenly the things that irritated you would become unbelievably small. You would probably say, thank you. Forgive me. I love you. I wish I had said this more often. So why do we need death to teach us the value of someone who is alive? Why do hospital rooms sometimes produce conversations that living rooms never did? Why do we become gentle when time is running out? Why not now? I have seen something else, too. When someone dies, people write beautiful things. He would do anything for anybody. She had such a beautiful heart. He always made people laugh. She was the strongest person I knew. And those words are beautiful. They matter. But sometimes I find myself wondering, did the person ever hear any of this? Did anybody tell him while he was sitting alone one evening wondering whether his life had mattered? Did anybody tell her while she was exhausted from taking care of everyone else? Did we give them their flowers while they could still smell them? Or did we wait until the flowers were placed somewhere they could no longer see? I don't say that to make anyone feel guilty. Life happens. We get busy. We assume there will be another weekend, another birthday, another visit, another call. But life does not sign contracts with us. Tomorrow is something we expect. It is not something we are owed. And maybe that is why love should have some urgency. Not panic, urgency. If you love someone, let them know. If you appreciate someone, say it. If somebody changed your life, tell them. If you owe somebody an apology, give it. If there is a misunderstanding that can be repaired, repair it. If pride is the only thing standing between you and someone you deeply love, ask yourself what that pride will be worth if tomorrow never comes. Because one of the saddest things a person can carry is a conversation that can no longer happen. You can apologize to an empty room. You can speak at a grave. You can stare at an old photograph and say everything you should have said. But you will never hear the answer. And that silence is heavy. So maybe we should become people who leave fewer important things unsaid. That does not mean every relationship needs to be repaired. Some relationships need distance. Some people should not be allowed back into your life. But even then, you can choose not to carry poison. You can choose peace. And with the people who genuinely matter, don't let ego create years of silence over something that could have been solved with 10 honest minutes. We lose enough people to circumstances we cannot control. We should be careful about losing people to things we could have fixed. And please, tell your children, especially your children. Do not assume they know you are proud of them. Say it. Not only when they achieve something, not only when they get good grades, not only when they behave exactly as you wanted. Let them know, I am proud that you are my child. Imagine what that sentence can build inside someone. And tell your parents, too. As we grow older, we sometimes begin seeing our parents differently. We notice their mistakes, their limitations, the things they could have done better. But if there was love there, if there was sacrifice, if they gave you something worth being grateful for, tell them before you are standing somewhere wishing you had. One day, the voice you hear every week will become a voice you would give anything to hear one more time. That is life. It is beautiful and brutal. Everything we love is temporary. Maybe that is not a reason to love less. Maybe it is the reason to love more openly. So after this episode ends, don't just think, that was deep. Do something. There is probably somebody in your life whose name came into your mind while you were listening. Start there. Send the message. Make the call. Walk into the next room. And don't complicate it. Say, I just wanted you to know that I appreciate you. That's enough. Maybe they laugh because they are not used to hearing you speak like that. Let them laugh. Say it anyway. Maybe it feels awkward. Let it be awkward. Say it anyway. Because awkwardness lasts seconds. Regret can last a lifetime. We spend so much of life waiting. Waiting for the right time. Waiting until we are less busy. Waiting until the argument cools down. Waiting for them to call first. Waiting until we feel ready. And eventually, life teaches us something we should have understood much earlier. Some things should not wait. Love should not always wait. Gratitude should not wait. Forgiveness should not always wait. The words that matter most should not be saved for the day when the person who needed them is no longer here. So tell people what they mean to you. Tell them while their eyes can meet yours. Tell them while they can smile. Tell them while they can hug you back. Tell them while there is still time to create another memory after the words have been spoken. Because one day, all you may have left are memories. And when that day comes, I hope you can look back and say, I didn't wait. they knew. Not because I assumed they knew, because I told them, while they could still hear me.